So, Phyllis, we have AI has been in the news a significant amount recently.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. Grok went crazy on, what was this, a couple days ago? Just went absolutely nuts. And so for those that are unfamiliar, Grok is the X or formerly Twitter AI helper or whatever. And it's a part of the platform where you can go and ask questions, very much like ChatGPT. And yeah, Jack, I'm actually going to let you get in. You're the one that brought this to my attention. Did you see what happened with Grok? And I thought I had seen something. I wasn't really paying attention. And then, my goodness, I got on there and this was wild stuff.
Apparently, they toned down the moderation or something. And it started calling itself Mecha Hitler and saying that they were never going to shut him down. And, you know, basically he was going to do what he had to do. And he started spreading. I don't even remember what the things were about. There were things about the Holocaust, things like that, that immediately they deleted all those posts. They shut it down and went in and rewired it. And it was a pretty wild thing. Of course, there's been stories about other ones kind of going rogue and turning on people, like, you know, threatening to kill people or whatever else. And I think, you know, all of this is program stuff. But the lesson that comes out of that is, I think so many people have gotten to blindly trusting these things already. It is just unbelievable. Well, I asked ChatGPT this or whatever. Look how, you know, either Grok was telling the truth and they had to come in and be like, no, you're not allowed to say that. Or Grok was totally off the rails and they were having to come in and go, okay, let's rewire the code. A human was having to program it. One way or the other, the answers it was giving, the things it was saying changed from 1 hour to the next, totally drastically. You know, it was some really wild stuff to get into, which we're not going to spend our time on here, that it was just throwing out there and people were freaking out. Like, why is it saying this? Well, the cautionary tale for me is I see a lot of church people get on there and ask doctrinal questions of ChatGPT. Well, ChatGPT said that there's only one church and it's the Church of Christ. Like, what ChatGPT did, what you have to understand is it didn't think through this and study the Bible for itself and give you this answer. It went and Googled Wayne Jackson's article and regurgitated it for you. That's great. But like, so I think my takeaway from this is the trust level is off the charts. People got to rein it in.
You've got people doing Bible classes off of ChatGPT, sermons off of ChatGPT, and I think I of course agree with that. The angle that is most interesting to me is how much dumber it's making people. Mm-hmm. There was a study, and I don't have the details of the study in front of me, but essentially it was a 7-month study where they took, you know, basically three groups of people. One was allowed to use ChatGPT from the start when it came to writing essays and doing assignments, doing schoolwork and stuff. The next group, I think, was maybe allowed to use some like middling form like Google or something like that. And then the other one could not use anything, basically had to think for themselves. And the results were exactly what you would expect, that as time went on, the users of ChatGPT, when ChatGPT was taken away, could not, you know, formulate an essay, could not formulate thoughts for themselves, versus the group, the later on group, specifically the third group who wasn't allowed to use anything. They were able to, their scores were higher. They were testing, you know, higher, and, you know, cognitive behaviors and activities and things that required critical thinking and problem solving. Surprise, surprise, that third group that didn't have access to ChatGPT performed a whole lot better than the person who just kind of, again, to Jack's point of trusting, just blindly throwing stuff in and letting it think for you. That's what's so scary about it to me. Can it be useful as a tool, you know, AI in general? Sure. But what AI, what people are literally using it for is tell me how to think and tell me what to think. That's a serious problem, because then you're going to have people who, this is a age-old leadership technique, you know, age-old leadership principle. If you really want to develop somebody under you, you can't give them the answers every time. Why? Because if you just give them the answers every time, they're never going to think for themselves or say, oh, my leader, I'll go to them, they'll give me the answer. And so they'll never develop that. That's the exact same thing with ChatGPT. You know, and again, not that you can't use it for a math equation or something, but when we're using that to say, hey, tell me what to think, surprise, surprise, our brains are going to shut off and we're not going to be able to problem solve or critically think in the least, because AI has been doing it for us.
It's give a man a fish, right? You know, you got to teach him how to fish. And I don't think, especially for young kids, we're talking about parents with younger kids in this episode, do not let your kids use AI, like on any level. I'm just going to say, like, don't let them on any level use AI for anything. Yeah, well, it's super helpful. It's this, it's that. We've gotten along for 6,000 years without AI. We could do it for a little longer. Kids, let them come into their own learning. Did you see that kid? I think it was UCLA, where he holds up the laptop and he had the last assignment that he did on ChatGPT.
He basically like showed that he had done it all on ChatGPT.
Yeah. Yeah, like his entire, I think it was the last year of his degree or whatever. It was basically all ChatGPT stuff that he just put in there. And he's bragging about this on social media. Like, that's where our society is. That's brutal. So no, don't let your kids use any of this stuff, in my opinion. And as far as it goes to the AI, the other thing that you're seeing is people getting into relationships with AI. We already knew this. I think we talked about this a while back, but like, Will, you were just talking off air before we started about the guy that married his AI companion, even though he's already married or he's thinking about marrying this or whatever, like he's in this deep relationship. And then I read another one where, Jack, as you were referencing, this guy goes to shut down the AI software and the thing blackmailed him about his affair. I'm going to let this come out. If you shut me down, I'm going to let the affair come out. Like, this is getting out of control. I don't know how many sci-fi movies we need to watch before
Age
we realize
of Ultron,
this is a,
right.
Yeah, this is a problem, but it is a problem, and this is only going to get worse. I'm very skeptical. I've used it very, very sparingly. That doesn't make me better than anybody else. It just makes me more scared to engage with things like this. Specifically, coming back around to the main point, be very careful. Because the thing about Grok going rogue is either it's telling the truth. It told the truth in this one moment. And Jack, you made this point off air, which is a great point. It either told the truth in that one moment, which tells me that it's not telling the truth the rest of the time, or it's lying in that moment, which means it can be tricked into lying. One way or the other, depending on how you look at it, we have a problem. Either they're stifling the truth, the creators are stifling the truth, or the developers are, you know, allowing for the truth and it has an opportunity to start lying itself. Man, be very, very careful on all of these AI things. That's not just Grok. There's a bazillion of one out there that can be tricked. They can do all sorts of stuff. So yeah, watch what you're doing. But fellas, any other closing thoughts before we wrap up? Well, thank you for listening to this quick Think Fast, but also to the episode. Of course, the full episode, you might be listening to Think Fast before time. The full episode will be dropping on Monday for the usual listener, on Saturdays on The Deep End. If you're not part of The Deep End, go to focuspress.org/plus. We'd love to see you on our Patreon, got extra content, things like that. Make sure to join us there. But we will sign off here and we will talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening.